Second is still TJ John, and I use the centre. I'm actually in the centre tonight. So we had about 80 teachers across last night, SNAs as well, local representatives. Yeah, very disappointing. I mean, first time in 27 years the AGM was held outside of Donegal Town. The first time we had to pre-register for the event. We had to give teaching council numbers. Retired teachers were restricted. SNAs were restricted. I was in the line at the very start of the process with a retired teacher who was a past manager of the centre who was denied entry, denied her vote. We then had to get the constitution. We had to get them to reference their own constitution, a three-page constitution, and we eventually got that lady in. We then had to pass by two bouncers at the door, two bouncers into an AGM for an education centre. I think most people were aghast at that. We then went into the AGM. We started off by asking questions as to why it was the 2023 AGM. We got no real answer to that, John, to be honest, no real explanation. We then tried to ask questions around the relocation, the rationale for it, where it came from. Now, we got some answers there, and what we got was basically nine people on the managing committee made this decision one night in Letterkenny in June 2024. Four of the members, the other members of the committee, were not there. Three of those members were probably directly related. That harks back to governance of the committee. And then they went about a questionnaire, which they sent out to old email addresses, aircom.net email addresses. There was a lot of frustration. There was a lot of anger in the room last night. Part of that is to do with how the process has been gone about. They sent emails to teachers who had passed away, family members that received those emails. I mean, that's part of the frustration and the anger there, but it's mainly about the process. I mean, no teacher has an issue if something was gone about in a fair, transparent, democratic way, but that is just not what has happened here.
And speaking of transparency, it was very much expected that the whole issue of the move from Donegal Town to Letterkenny would be a topic of discussion, to say the very least, last night, but attempts to raise it were met with serious opposition and shut down.
Yeah, I mean, we had the chair of the committee on the microphone shouting at certain points during the meeting, wouldn't allow further questioning on the relocation. We obviously had other teachers there who, to be fair, I would say, aren't aware of the background and the frustrations and the anger of teachers from this side of the county as to what has gone on and the relocation and how it was justified and how the rationale of it was. So that's very disappointing because you're pitting colleagues against colleagues there. I mean, I met a past colleague and her argument was she lived in Letterkenny. I said, yes, that's fine. I said, but do you appreciate what's going on here? I said, in terms of how this process was gone about, how this decision was made, and do you appreciate the workers, the staff here, and how they've been treated? And, you know, she just wasn't aware of that. And like I said, look, you know, you might feel we were agitated and angry tonight. I said, but there's deep feeling in Donegal Town on this issue and outside of Donegal Town. We're talking the satellite centres in Gweedore and the Neshoan and all these centres are going to be shut down, these satellite centres. Now, the director last night said that, well, if there's teachers in Donegal that want to run a course, we can look at a satellite centre in Donegal Town. And, I mean, the crowd were aghast at that suggestion. I mean, we were there fighting for the retention of our centre in Donegal Town, and now the director was talking at complete variance to his own business plan about a satellite centre for training in Donegal Town. It's just shocking. Like, it really boggles belief that this can go on in a managing committee of an education facility, like tasked with the CPD for teachers and SNAs. And I think at the end of the day, Minister Helen McEntee has allowed nine individuals to decide a move of a government service outside of Donegal and destroy the careers of the six staff in the centre. And her last ministry may have been justice, but she certainly hasn't brought that commodity to her new role in education. So it's just shocking.